Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of Weekly Conversation. Sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays. I'm going to get into this first. Acts of the Apostles 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. I'm going to try to make sense of some things that don't make sense here, because if you're terminally ill and you're dying, Pecos Foundation will help the children if you're fully vaccinated, that is. So if you're terminally ill and dying and you're not going to get the vaccine, make a wish. Sorry, they won't help you. They won't make a wish. They may have to change your name to Might Make a Wish Foundation. San Francisco's homeless department reportedly wants $20 million for an encampment program that pays for tents costing $60,000 a year. Did you hear that? They want $20 million to get the homeless program going. That's not try to get people off of Section 8 housing or try to get them out of homelessness or whatever. How can we pay to keep them there? And how is the money even, is it even going to do anything? Or is the money just going to be like, I don't know, wasted like everything else? Hey, it's a Democrat-controlled state. I bet your half goes to Nancy Pelosi to buy ice cream. Ohio GOP congressional candidate Max Miller said anti-Trump Republicans need to be purged out of office. I second that a million times over. I think he's a 20-year-old man who walked 17 miles to work. Now, that's not 17 total. Well, it's total, yeah. It's not 17 there and 17 back. It's 8 there, 8 back approximately. And a guy picked him up, gave him a ride to work. And the biker group found out about it and got him a bicycle. And there's a GoFundMe page to get him a car. But right now, he didn't have a license. So when they get that car up, he gets his license and all that stuff. And that boy is internally grateful for the bike, man. He's like, you have no idea. It's going to half an hour to work instead of 2 hours. Dang. How many? I couldn't walk 8 miles to work. I'd collapse. But how many people would do that for a job? It's probably not even a high-paying job. It's probably some $2 an hour job. AOC panned crime surge fears, has hysteria, and reaffirms demand to defund the police. Crime's getting worse, so you're going to get rid of the police. Are you kidding? You can't make this stuff up, folks. Johnson & Johnson also agrees to pay $230 million in a settlement and stop selling opioids. So, great. So, how am I going to get my pain meds if I need them? Because I've been on them before. Wow. Well, Representative James Bowman of New York requested additional police protection at his home while supporting defunding the police. Like, there's people that say, F the police, no one to get shot at. Where's the cops? Help me. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You can't make it up. F the police, no one to get shot at. Like, where's the cops? Help me. The very person that says, protect me from the police is the one that was saying that the police a minute ago. Can't make this stuff up, folks. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Thank you for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. Let's see what's going on. Oh, it's great because we have like these anti-Americans that like, I'm sorry. If you're on the national stage for the Olympics and you have athletes that turn their back, their citizenship should be revoked immediately. Okay. I don't know where you're going, okay? We're going to give you a temporary visa just to collect your belongings, and then you're going to another country. You don't have to live here, folks. If you don't support what America stands for, leave. If you think it's so bad in this country, if you think black people can't accomplish anything, leave. If you think you can never make anything of yourself, like, I don't know, Terrence K. Williams or Michael Strahan or Michael Jordan or Oprah or Van Jones. I would love to interview Van Jones, okay? How many billions of dollars is your net worth? Because I didn't think black people could make anything. Show me your Section 8 house near Van Jones. Show me your Section 8 house near Van Jones. I wanna see that. I'm gonna see your food stamp. I'm gonna see your WIC card. Because apparently you can't accomplish anything because you blast. No. You can accomplish something. Anyone can. I never thought I'd be on the radio and be heard where I am all around the world, but I am. And I'm grateful for all my listeners, you know. I mean, I've gotten to the point where I just slap $10 down on the counter at McDonald's and say, surprise me, because I never get what I ask for anyways. Man, I swear to God, I can't have bread. Because I've gone to some places and I'm like, yeah, I just need the meat, the burger, whatever. The veggie patty, the burger patty, whatever. I cannot have wheat. And they put it on a bun. Well, you can just have that wheat and throw it away. I'm like, I can't eat it. It's got wheat. What part of no bun don't you understand? I don't care if it's buns with a Z or an S. I said no buns. With a Z or an S, don't matter. That's what you make. Minimum wage. Because you're learning. You're learning how to do stuff. You're learning how, okay, this is how you put on an apron. This is how you put on a shirt. This is how you put on a hat. This is how you do stuff. You learn to take commands. I just wish places that had, like, the customer's always right philosophy, I wish I would have taken more advantage of that and been there, like, 6 o'clock. So we don't open until 8. It's 8 o'clock. Sir, it's only 6 o'clock. Ma'am, it's 8 o'clock. The customer's always right. You're arguing with me. I want your manager. Me and my wife celebrated our 6-year anniversary yesterday. Oh, we had a good time. It's good. It's just like 6 years. Are you kidding me? Yeah, me and my wife are doing the Love Deer with Kirk Cameron. I basically try to keep up and do it and as we do it and stuff. But for me, I guess I'm trying to understand this world we live in, because if you're terminally ill and you're going to die, they're only going to grant Make-A-Wish is only going to, well, might Make-A-Wish is only going to grant wishes to terminally ill kids who are fully vaccinated. I got 1 month to live, but I can't get my wish to come true because I'm not vaccinated. So I'm probably going to spend, so what happens if you're terminally ill and they say that you might, the vaccine's probably going to kill you? What are you going to do? Sorry, we can't make your wish come true because you're going to die from the vaccine, but hey, you have to get the vaccine in order to, makes me sick. I don't support, unless they change, well, basically, see, I'm past this point of no return with things. Wants me to be less white. They can't take that back. Never. That's what their stance was, and they never recounted that until it started to hurt their pocketbook. Well, we're not, no. You are less white for white people. We have to be less white. Then I'm done with you. I'm done with this. I mean, if they the same day say, whoops, I made a mistake, then maybe. And I'm tired of this. They have a stance, and then they change their viewpoint as soon as the pocketbook's hurt. Sorry. I'll make it hurt worse. I won't buy your product. Maybe we'll get companies in here that people can respect. We're not going to... I know he's terminally ill, but he has to be vaccinated before. I run a support group for myopathies, and there are some people who have been told that they, because they're myopathy, they shouldn't get the vaccine. My doctor thinks I should be like the first one. I could have been one of the first one. I don't trust it. But that's okay, folks. Like I've said many times, we're going to solve the world's problems by making airplanes out of beef. I mean, this is the problem in this country. This is the real problem in this country. San Francisco Homelessness Department wants $20 million to extend the encampment program. Instead of trying to help people, now there are some people that are so homeless that they don't know any better. Like, they're mentally not there, so you give them $1 million and you get like, okay, this rent's paid for 3 years. What you're going to find out is when the 3 years is up, they're going to be out in the street because they can't pump, you know, and that's a totally different situation. Because we've had people pitched in to help this guy that was living on the street, but he's mentally not there, so he can't work, can't do anything. As soon as the money and everything runs out, and everything that they gave him, he'll just be back on the street because he can't function. He can't do anything. And it's out of his control. That's a totally different situation than people that are like living on the street, living on the street, living on the street. Why don't you do a program to help them try to get off the street and get into housing? Granted, in San Francisco, hell, you need to make like $40 an hour to afford any type of like rat infested anything. I mean, hell, to rent a tent's probably about $2,000 a month. But they need to put people together and try to do something to help these people besides just keeping them unemployed and like in a tent. They need to put people and try to help them out. It's ridiculous. They said like it's like 57,000 per tent per year, according to the outlet. God. I mean, I wonder how much of that's actually going to do that. How much? Because I guarantee you, they probably just give it to the people. Like Nancy Pelosi probably gets half of the money. I mean. The problem is you have so many entitled people in D.C. As we went to the Wisconsin governor's mansion, why don't they have governors like mobile homes? I think governors need to live in mobile homes so that we can relate to them, have them struggle. I'll relate to a politician today that they're struggling and wonder where their next meal is coming from. Like me, wonder where my next paycheck's coming from, wonder where my medical bills are going to be paid. I know where it's coming from. God is going to bless us. God's going to take care of us. God's the answer. God's the answer to a lot of this stuff that's going on in this world today. I'm from Indiana, and one of the biggest things is this movie called Hoosiers. And back in my day, back when a long time ago, the high school basketball game was where you social communicated. It was your social network. What's going on? Oh, you didn't hear? Yeah, Jimmy's uncle died. Yeah, he was getting ready to go out and work on the farm. So we're all going to, if you want to come out, we're all going to help in and get the harvest in for him. Yeah, because his wife, she just can't do it all by herself. And, you know, it's just unexpected. And everyone would go over and help and pitch in and do the harvest, whatever the case. This nation is needing not social distancing. It's needing fellowship. Coming together, these Trump rallies need to happen to bring Trump's people together again, to bring this nation back together again. I mean, we got an Ohio congressional candidate, Max Miller. Anti-Trump Republicans need to be purged out of office. That's dang right. And so these people need to be out of office that have been there for 50 years. We need to get these politicians, have them live like we do. I'm tired of people like Oprah Winfrey that have millions and hundreds of millions of dollars and billions of dollars and 25 mansions and private Lear jets and 4 million shoes. And, hi, my name is Oprah Winfrey. I'm having this is my 50th Snackwell cookie in the last minute, but I'm here to tell you that you can't accomplish anything. Just get used to Section 8 housing, boys. That's all you ever gonna amount to. I'm not wealthy. I'm just rich. There's a difference. But you know what I'm saying. You don't need to slow your roll, you know. Just because I got billions of dollars doesn't mean you can accomplish anything, man. Just listen to me. Listen to what I say, not what I am. I know I'm rich, but you ain't going to amount to nothing. You're just going to be on Section 8 housing the rest of your life, so just get used to it, okay? That's all there is. Just get your Wix card and your EBT card and just stay in Section 8, okay? Just sit on your porch and do nothing, okay? Just comment at the cars that go by. And be careful of the ones that backfire, because it might sound like a gunshot, but it's not. No one believe in you, Oprah. No one believe in these billionaires that are like saying that, and I can't believe, I don't know how anyone can believe that. Why is someone that's a billionaire with like private Lear jets and multiple mansions telling me I can't accomplish anything when she did? That's why these politicians, they need to have, instead of having like a governor's mansion, they need to have a governor's mobile home. Have like a mobile home park, like a trailer park that they all live in. That way we can relate to y'all. Have the governor come over to your house. What it is, man. Yo, man, I ran out of milk, man. You got some, man? I'm trying to make these mashed potatoes, man. I got no milk. Yeah, I got some, man. It's that shelf stable stuff. Man, I'll take it, man. Thanks, man. Then I can relate. Then I could understand these governors. That's my little rant of trying to be less white. Thank you, Coke. I'll never buy a product ever again, and so will millions of others. But that's what I'm getting at. When Nancy Pelosi has $100 million net worth and tons of ice cream, I can't relate to her. No one can, but, oh, I'm supposed to believe her? I'm supposed to listen to AOC, who ain't never done anything in her life? It's basically a science experiment? Are you kidding me? They need to go. I'm tired of these billionaires trying to tell me what I should and should not be able to do and not do. I'm tired of people who do whatever they want to trying to tell me that I can't do something. Well, see, my pastor says this, and I'm going to, you know, he's always like, man, if someone needs help, okay, what do you need? You need medical bills paid? Yeah, I'll put like $100 on the medical bill. I'm like, thank you. I'd be $1 million. If someone, here's $200 towards my medical. Okay, that's a minimum payment for 1 month. Got about 48 months to go, but thank you. I'm grateful. God bless me another month, whatever the case may be. But when you, if they're hungry, and you'll know the people that truly are hungry, come on, I'll take you. We'll go to McDonald's. I'll buy you whatever you want. If they hop in the car and say, oh, thank you, then you know that they're the real deal. Oh, we just want money. Then you know they probably looking for drugs or whatever. But he walked over 17 miles and to get to his job at Buffalo Wild Wings, back and forth. Now, I'm assuming none of his coworkers lived where he did. Because even if a coworker says, okay, well, I can go there, you know. But a guy picked him up. This boy, Franklin, 20 years old, walked back and forth, back and forth. How many people would do 17 miles a day for Buffalo Wild Wings? That boy's an inspiration to me because he ain't find that today. And then when he was given a bicycle, he was dang near in tears. Because he was content with what he had. He was content with walking. Now they gave him a bike. And it's not like, well, you know, I mean, this, they gave him a bike. And the people that gave him a bike were dang near in tears for what they did. And it's a bicycle. And that's going to cut his time from 2 hours to about 30 minutes. Maybe less. And he is content as a Guernsey. You will not believe what I have, man. This, look at this bike, man. It may not be the fanciest, it may not be the greatest, but to that guy, that meant so much. You know, you can tell the people are like, they hop in your car, okay, let's go. I haven't eaten in like a day, okay? Yeah, give me 3 Big Macs. Okay, whatever you want, man. And we're going to sit here and eat. All right. If you ain't going to eat it, don't buy it. Okay. Now, if they got any, like, a prepackaged cookies or something, you want to take some to have for later, go ahead. And you'll know the people that just want the money and the people that are the real deal. And this kid was real. And the guy that actually gave him a ride, he wants to be in that guy's life. And it's an inspiration. And like the guy said that opened, that gave him the ride, he goes, God's going to open doors for you. When he opens them, take it. Take advantage, man. Take advantage. And Franklin is so blessed and so appreciative. And that's what it is. And he's got money to help him get a car, but he ain't got a license. But right now, he's happy, he's content with a, you know. And that guy would probably get a $10,000 car and put the $40,000 and save it and be able to fix it up, make it nice, and do all that stuff. Because he's grateful, you know, what he has. And that's what many people want these days. Well, you know, granted, I will admit, like, I have an iPhone 7, I did. And I'm like, I finally broke down and got me a 12. I don't know how, because they used to do like a 6 and then, like a 6 and 6 Plus, and then they did like 6S and 6S Plus, and, you know, it's been a while. It's been like 5 years since I got a phone, so I upgraded finally. And it'll probably be, I can't believe that I got money for that phone, because I traded it in. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I was grateful with what I had. I didn't want to trade. Man, it's going to make my bill go up, like, $20 with him, man. That's $20. You know, all these, well, it's only $10. Well, yeah, well, $10 here, $10 there, $10, there's $30. You know, 10 little charges of $10 is $100. Well, you know, it's like these, well, it's just 4 flex pays of $12. Well, you start buying stuff on the flex pays, well, I got a $12 flex pay here, a $20 flex pay there, a $7 flex pay here, a $15. Before you know it, you got $100 every month. That stuff adds up. And you think of it, it's only $12. Yeah, but look at the total price times everything. Well, I just spent $4,000. Well, I'm only paying $100 a month on FlexPays. You know, it's that, you know, we need to be grateful in this nation for what we have. And we need to wake, and it's nice to see people waking up and seeing people doing for others and being grateful for that, you know, being grateful for what they have. And, you know, that cat is going to be like, you know what? It's what I got, man. I'm like, do I really want a car? I got this. He's probably going to, I wonder if he's going to pimp out that bike. This is nice blue. It's beautiful. But he's grateful for what he has. Yeah, I'm getting notification. Yeah. On stuff, but it's just funny because, I mean, this is how bad it, this is, as, because I want to start to move on, though, but, you know, it's nice to see people that still do for others and still care, and there are people that, I mean, you never know. I got an old-timer at a dead show once told me, a stranger is just the best friend you haven't met yet. Do your due diligence, though. I mean, don't just, you know, befriend people, but also know that, hey, so, and do your due diligence, okay? If you want food, you need something, you need bill, I'll pay a bill for you. And if they're like, oh, we need this, we don't, our water was shut off, well, I'll pay your water bill. Then you know they're legit, okay, you show me where, and we'll call, and I'll pay the bill for you. I'm paying it, and I'm going to let them know I'm paying it. So if there's a refund or whatever, you know, I wanted to make sure that it gets paid and so they can't take the money. And but that's what you do. You know, and you can weed out the legit ones and the people that are just trying to take it easy and try to skim. But you got, this is how bad it is. AOC pans crime surge fears as hysteria, and like, well, and she reaffirms the demand to defund the police. Now see what they aren't, what she ain't saying. Okay, what do you mean by defund the police? And goes, well, what do you mean she wants to defund the police? Okay, well, what is the end result of that? Do you want to have, okay, so what is your end goal, AOC? Do you want to have no police at all? Like no, like, because there are some people that might have, like, a community control, like, that monitor streets, and, you know, what do you want to have? Do you want to have a government military police, like France? What do you want to have? Cause, I mean, so I'm assuming when you mean defund the police, you want to have a society with no police force, period. No military, nothing. So if I rob a bank, there ain't no one going to be able to stop me, except for maybe some rent-a-cop security thing. And you want to get rid of them too? I truly believe the end game is an ends justifies means. Top down, bottom up, inside out. They want to get rid of the police to bring in military-style police so that, okay, we're going after your guns. Hey, you work for us. Government control, you know, you listen to Joe Biden. I mean, Barack Obama's running the country, but you know what I mean. You listen to the dictator in chief. Come on, man, just turn in your guns. I'm against guns, but I have 75 Secret Service people fully armed, ready to take down someone that comes after me. I mean, what do they truly mean when they want defunding the police? Do they want to have, like, no police of any kind? I think they want to try to defund the police to make the crime worse and say, hey, gun violence is worse. We need to, it's guns we need to get rid of. Because we'll see all these criminals are killing people with guns. So we need to take them away from the law-abiding citizens. Just under a half an hour left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. Because I'm going to be because of the police. I mean, I got tons of money. I'm drunk every day. And I got people protect me with guns. But we got to get away. We got to defend the police. Until they shoot me, and then I want more protection from the police. I got a buddy over here. Jamal Bowman. He requesting police protection at his house while he's campaigning to defend the police. It's okay. He can say he wants to get rid of the police, but at the same time, wants them to protect his home. That's different. Okay? He's allowed, because he's a Democrat, he's not allowed to do that. Not many people can. Because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know. I can get away with anything because I'm a Democrat, but, you know, but it's okay. I accidentally thought what I was drinking water, but I thought it was Smirnoff water, but it turned out to be vodka. I thought it was absolute water, but no, it's absolute vodka. Oops. I'm Nancy Pelosi. I know what I'm doing. I'm an ex-bartender. My name's AOC. And we need to defend the police. I can't tell you why I want to defend the police. We just got to defend them. Because, you know, they're all racist. Every single one of them. And now we're actually trying to bring in the military-style police so we can take over and control you all by when... Because then the president, Kamala Harris, will demand that they take your guns and they'll have to do that. And a civil war will break out because everyone I know that owns a gun will be shooting at whoever comes after them to try to confiscate them. So, hey, good luck. Thank God we got Ron DeSantis. There was some like white lady that's going off about this whole, my wife showed me the video, this like teacher that's like, I can't teach critical race theory now about white privilege is real. I want to know. Anyone that knows, I want to know what white privilege is. I want to know where I get that Staples Easy button. I want to get that Staples on white privilege button. How do I get that? How do I have it easy? Because I'm white. I can't be lazy at my job and then blame my work ethic on my firing on the color of my skin. I can't ask for reparations because of the color of my skin, even though white Europeans have been slaves for thousands of years. Jews have been slaves for that. I'm Jewish. Where's my reparations? So my DNA. Like my wife said, she goes, I'm getting my DNA tested, and I'm getting reparations, because I guarantee you, something in my DNA, well, I don't think you can have... If you got your blood tested and you had your DNA tested to see where you come from, I don't think you cannot be, there's 100% chance you're going to have something in you where those people were, slaves at one point, so everyone's owed reparations. Why don't we just put, like, printing presses at every house, and we don't have to worry about money, finances. I want to know where this teacher said that white privilege exists. Where is this? See, I have an easy button. It's called I Give It to God, and it's not easy. There's no easy button in this world, folks. But don't worry, that we got, you know, I supposedly have this magical privilege that I just get everything handed to me on a silver platter. I want to know where this comes from. Can someone explain this to me? I want to know where this easy button is, because white privilege exists, and she's going AWOL because she can't teach critical race theory.
You didn't see the video I sent you before. Did you see what happened to Jim Acosta?
Mm-mm.
I can't remember the congressman's name. Went up to him and asked him about January 6th. And he said, I'm not answering any of your questions. I don't trust you to be honest, be truthful. I go, he just let him have it. I shared it to the conversation if you wanted to look. It was hysterical. It was Dan Bagnano. It was hysterical.
Well, did you hear that Biden was in three states today?
Three states?
Yeah, unconscious, semi-conscious, and delusional.
Delusional is
not a state. Yeah, it is. You're a state of delusion. Now my wife's getting all technical and going, technically.
Well, when you deal with people in that state, you know. Okay.
In that state, when you deal with people in that state, even though it's not a state, okay, they're...
Well, it's not really a state. But when you deal with people, whatever.
I've been like, speaking of that, when you hear Bill Maher and the things he's like, holy cow.
Did you see the latest? The one he did today?
I haven't had, no. But, yeah, I've seen the...
He went off on Facebook and Google. It was epic.
It's, I think... This is what, because I was talking to a buddy of mine at work, and I think one of the big things is there are Democrats out there that are blue dog Democrats that, okay, I want a blue dog Democrat in the White House, and they didn't really care for Trump, but they wanted, and Biden is like not blue dog, and they don't,
well,
want,
he pretended to be.
Yeah.
He's been in there so long, they thought he was.
Yeah. And now they're like, wait a minute here. I'm not a Republican, but I don't support this crap.
My mom likes that, though.
But, I mean, seriously, folks. This is, like, when you have, like I was talking about earlier with that, with the San Francisco wanting $20 million, the homeless department, to keep their encampment program going. It makes no sense.
Now, this is about 4 minutes long, and it's a Dan Bongiano, and this is what happened to CNN.
Talk about January 6th.
I do not do interviews with CNN because I do not trust CNN to be honorable or truthful.
Well, can I ask you, do you still believe
I've
Antifa
already,
was behind
I've
January 6th?
I've already said what I'm going to say. I don't trust y'all to be truthful or honest.
Well, can you tell us if you regret what you said on January
6th? I do not trust CNN to be truthful. Or honest, so I
well, I'm just asking you questions. I'm asking you fair questions, sir. What can
I do not trust y'all to be truthful or honest with anything it's
on video. If you can just talk to us for a moment.
Oh, you guys will lie through your teeth any chance you get.
Well, give you the chance to come on if you don't mind. You said it right. You just love to see it.
You just love to see it. Why is anybody talking to these idiots? Jim Acosta's not a serious person. Why are you wasting time talking to Bozo the Clown? Why would you do that?
I've been a really bad week for CNN. So CNN shows up at the Trump rally, the MAGA rally.
Oh, this
out
is,
there in Ohio.
And, cover your kids' ears.
And
it is bleeped out, but it's hilarious.
And, you know, this guy.
He plays it three
or four
times, too.
Maybe putting it mildly. It's short. Don't miss it. Check this out.
What's your name, sir? My name is Go F*** Yourself.
And are you from Ohio?
No. Can you keep that up again? You may have missed it. Here's a CNN hilarious. Thank you, Joe, for the edit. So CNN gets a boom mic, and they want to interview this guy at the Trump rally. Listen closely, because you can hear the CNN reporter. He's off mic a bit, trying to ask a question. He goes, what's your name, sir? Listen to the response. Play that again.
What's your name, sir? My name is Go F*** Yourself.
And are you from Ohio?
No.
That wasn't it. That wasn't it with the really bad week.
This tells you who the guy is.
Here is this tier one level tool bag, Jim Acosta, one of the legendary losers in modern media. Top tenor easily. I don't think he's going to take out Joy Reid, Stelter, or Chuck Todd. But he gets close sometimes. Here's this zero,
Jim Acosta. He watched the interview. If you're watching the rumble, you can see he's on a bike. This is Mo Brooks. I'm a congressman who takes zero crap from anyone. He's a Republican. And Acosta thinks he's going to, like, humiliate him. And Brooks is having enough. He doesn't even interview with these idiots from CNN. Watch Mo Brooks actually says Jim Acosta. Jim Acosta down. This is great. Check this out.
You take the bike to work, huh? Sometimes. Congressman, is there any way we can get you to talk about January 6th?
I do not do interviews with CNN because I do not trust CNN to be honorable or truthful.
Well, can I ask you, do you still believe Antifa was behind January 6th?
I've already said what I'm going to say. I don't trust y'all to be truthful or honest.
Well, can you tell us if you regret what you said on January
6th? I do not trust CNN to be truthful or honest, so I do not.
Well, I'm just asking you questions. I'm asking you fair questions here, sir. Why can't
I do not trust y'all to be truthful or honest with anything CNN does.
It's on video. If you can just talk to us for a moment.
Oh, you guys will lie through your teeth any chance you get.
Well, give you the chance to come on if you don't mind.
Keith said it right. You just love to see it. You just love to see it. Why is anybody talking to these things?
But that's, I wouldn't even give the dude the time of day. I would sit there and say, okay, well, then how do I have to say this so you can cut and paste and edit it so it says what you want it to say? Because seriously, folks, I mean, they're about as bad as, CNN's about as bad as San Francisco saying that they want $20 million for the homeless tent. And this stuff, you can't make this stuff up. This stuff makes no sense, folks. And the drug lords are going to start taking over, because if you haven't heard, Johnson & Johnson agrees to end sale of opioids in a $230 million settlement with New York.
What does that mean?
They're going to stop selling opioids. Johnson & Johnson will no longer sell opioids in the United States. So if they manufacture opioids, they're not going to...
Okay, so who's going to make the stuff for hospitals?
I don't know who else makes them, but they're not going to, in a lawsuit,
now,
because...
That might be like an Aramark or a Pfizer.
That
Pfizer might do that.
Or someone, but they're agreeing.
They'll get some other company to do it. They'll just buy some other companies and change their name.
Well, I'm sure more than just Johnson & Johnson makes them.
Yeah.
But still, there's a ton of people. Those drugs have wrecked lives of people. And I'm like, well, what about the legitimate? What about the legitimate people that can use them?
That need them.
Yeah, like I've been on them before.
Have pain.
Yeah.
Have pain where you're in tears.
Yeah.
And you can't walk.
You have no idea what it's like to...
What's really sad is when you can't take them like me because you're allergic to them.
Yeah. It's just like those people when Obama's president. I hope he bans guns because it's just one more thing I can deal in. And that's how this world is. I mean, I don't... It's just sad that the way this world is just... They have these, like you can't make this stuff up. Well, white privilege is real, and I can't believe I can't teach this critical race theory. I can't believe I can't brainwash these kids. Sorry, but... Then you got Al Gore coming out today. You got Manbear Pig. He's coming out today saying that, like, well, Trump just needs to get over it. He's lost. Why is he having rallies and all this crap? And I'm like,
who cares what he thinks?
Talk about
Trump. I mean, he told yesterday. I mean, he doesn't even hold a political office anymore, does he?
No, and he was one that, like, fought tooth and nail to try to say he won the presidency.
Isn't he the one who started the hanging Chad problem?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone wanted to, like, kill Florida because of what they did. I mean, okay, I'm old enough to remember this crap.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what gets me about the Bushes. Like, really, you're not going to support Trump? Look how they treated you.
You.
Are you
kidding me?
Bleep, kidding me.
Yep. I wonder who paid them off. I mean, like,
you wonder what that is all about. Mm-hmm. You wonder.
Yeah, because they're getting effed in the A by the same people that now, like, oh.
That's what I never didn't understand about Romney. Are you kidding me? How did they treat you when you weren't their buddy? When you weren't doing for them, how did they treat you? And you're going to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, just so you know, it's Pierre Delecto. But yeah, I mean, seriously, folks, they must be paying crap loads of money.
Either that, or they have something on them.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was told, that they have stuff on Hillary Clinton to the point to where they were literally going to come after. They were trying to get her to be president, so that then they can say, hey, guess what? If you deviate from what we tell you to do, hey, we'll turn your butt in. But yeah. Then you got, I mean, And that's the problem. Yeah, they don't do anything. Both of them. But that's the problem you have in this world, folks. You have people like Mitt Romney that are like, okay, you know how the same people that crapped on you, now you're like in their corner. Like, when are you going to wake up? When are you going to wake up and say, and smell the poo-poo and realize, whoops. I mean, but that's the problem. I think you had so many people. It's like that Bill Barr, Rhino Republican Attorney General bullcrap. He didn't. It's like, what do they have on him that he was like not wanting to go out and investigate?
You know what really hurts is that I had such hope. I have such faith in Bill Maher. I thought he was going to do more than what he did.
I kind of felt like, okay, I was with him, it was kind of like, let's see what happens. I'll see it when I believe it. Because I was hearing reports that they were trying to get people in Trump's camp that were going to do illegal stuff and then try to blame it on Trump. And look what Trump's people did. He needs to get, and they would have tried to do something to get those people, you know, like either they would find some way so that they wouldn't be fully screwed over by that, but they were going to try to, well, look at what Trump's people did, and then try to blame it on Trump, you know, when it was like a posse just kind of put in there, and stuff's slowly changing. Like in Texas, a court rules that Facebook can't be held liable for sex trafficking on their platform. So you can actually go after them. Because I've heard that there's like on, and you've all heard this on Wayfair. I talked about this story where you will find two dressers. Here's a $100 dresser and a $4,000 dresser or a $20,000 dresser, exact same, but there's something in that $20,000 dresser, and it's a, you know, it's how they traffic things. And I've heard they'll even do that with guns, where they'll have like a, here's a $100 dresser and here's a $600 dresser, exact same. And if you know what you're looking for, the $600 one has a handgun in it or a semi-automatic. And that's how they're able to transport weapons.
Get back around
then. Okay. But you know, it's nice to see we're getting victories like this, and we're gonna start. I think Facebook's gonna eventually start to be held accountable for things, and I'm loving it. So it's gonna be interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, because like when it comes to the Arizona audits and stuff, they have four court cases that back them up that have president that, okay, since this X, Y, and Z's happened, they got president. And they've had several cases like this where they can be held liable for things. It's going to be a precedent like where, hey, if Indiana wants to, okay, they can because this Texas court held it, and if a second court upholds it, then it's precedent. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens and everything with that. So. But I'm going to keep my – this is going to be interesting to see what happens with this. You know, it's nice to see people – we're getting slow victories, folks. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. If you haven't heard by now, I want to get into a little bit of Premier League news. I haven't talked about it that much because Euros are going on and all that stuff. And I've been fishing and went on paper hanging with a social problem. I've been more useful than a sun pump in the desert, you know. But it's just crazy, you know. There's talk of Sancho coming to United. When's he coming? Is he coming? Well, he's definitely coming. From talks are, he's been telling his teammates, supposedly, that, like, once the Euros are over, he's going to be with United, and they're just going to work on the deals, and, you know, like, it's just, I guess everything's been settled. It just comes down to fee, like, okay, how are they going to do the fee? So it's interesting to see because I think when it comes to United, I'm Glazers out 100% million percent. They gotta go. Now if we get like a Jadon Sancho and we get a Varane, you know, and we get a couple of decent players in, you know, and they say, okay, yeah, this is just the start. Here's five players. We want to show we're committed. We want to start working on upgrading the stadium. Okay. But Jadon Sancho was last year. So when we get Jadon Sancho, whoop-de-doo, we should have had him last year. Should have played this year. Okay, so what else? Okay, what? Son again, so we're going to get him. Varane, who we can, you know, and Diddy, Mbappe, you know, who are you going to bring in? And I've heard there's a lot of talk, well, if Pogba stays, like the people are looking at, like, if Pogba stays, then we'll keep him. But I think Pogba wants to kind of, well, I want to have some options open. But at the same, he goes, well, you back me this transfer window, I'm gone for free. And Pogba should say that, okay? Just tell the Glazers, if you don't get some players around me and you get me some concrete talent, bye. You know, like Lingard needs, you know, Mata, you know, they need to get some talent around each other. But it's one of those things that when you look at this club, I think it's like, I want to see talk because, I mean, you get linked to so many players and nothing happens. So, I mean, and Jadon Sancho will be holding up a jersey. I'm 99.9% sure. Well, I guess, and some of you probably heard this, I guess out of Sky Germany that there's 85 million is the fee for Sancho. Euros. So, and I think they wanted 90. So, hey, that's not bad. And I guess they just got to work out the deal of how it's going to be, if it's going to be 40 million now or whatever the case may be, you know, what if there's any add-ons or whatever the case. Because I've heard from several credible journalists that Jadon Sancho has basically said, hey, you know, once the Euros are over, I'm staying at United. I'm here, you know. And when they officially announce it, that's going to be a whole other ball game. When Fabrizio Romano says, here we go, you know, okay, that's one player. I want to see some, and he should have been, and I guess I've heard a lot of talk, well, it depends on, like, is Jesse Lingard going to go? I mean, there are some players that need to go. You know, some deadwood that needs to get out of there that we're paying. You know, and is, you know, the goalkeeper situation. I don't think there's really a club that, if you know, that needs a goalkeeper right now that would be like, okay. So I think we're going to be stuck with them both. So it's going to be interesting to see on that front. But I'm just one of those that I'm kind of a, I'm just like, okay, I'm over this Jadon Sancho. Because to me, he was a last year signing. He should have been last year. So, okay, what do you get me this year? He was last year. I don't care. Okay, we should have had him last year. So he Jadon Sancho, I'm treating him like that player that, like, signs a new contract and they try to act like it's a new signing when, okay, he could have signed any time. So, you know, that's how I look at that. I think if we look at a Varane or a Solomagaz, you know, if we get like three or four good players, I think we'll be not doing too bad. You know, I think about 90 seconds left, I think it's going to hinge a lot on if Pogba stays. And I think Pogba wants players around him, okay? Like, we got to get rid of McFred. Sorry, McTominay, McFred, bye-bye. We need to get some talent in there. If you want to have a team fighting for a Premier League title, you can't be doing that with McFred and Lingard. Sorry. That'll be fourth place or third place, but you're not going to, or second place maybe, but no further. You know, we need to get some top-tier talent if we want to have a top-tier team. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I do really hope you feel a part of it. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And just remember, folks, if it was you, how would you want to be treated? If it was you, how would you want people to be and act and do? Someone might need a helping hand, and you might be that helping hand. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, all, and until Wednesday, God bless you all, and goodbye.